Good morning. Well, the US market has just had its best gain since late July. Before we look at the numbers, a quick reminder, of course, that daylight saving kicked in at the weekend for five states and territories. So this means the US market's now shutting an hour later than usual for some. That's 7 a.m. Sydney time rather than 6 a.m. But last night, we had the Dow Jones lifting 764 points or 2.66%. The broader S&P 500 was up 2.6% and the tech-heavy NASDAQ was up 2.3%. We had plenty of economic news last night, some of it sluggish. We had updates on manufacturing and construction spending that fell short of the market's expectations. And perhaps it's a case of good news, or bad news rather, being good news for markets, a sign that, you know, these rate hikes are starting to slow down the economy, which is the desired effect. The European markets also rose last night by about 0.7%, led higher by Italy and Spain. And the most modest improvements actually came through in the UK, which rose by just a quarter of a percent. So in the past couple of days, a bit of an embarrassing U-turn for the new Prime Minister Liz Truss, who basically has U-turned on a plan to cut the tax rate for the higher tax bracket, which is the £150,000 or more earners. That's about $260,000 per year. So that's proved to be quite an unpopular move in the past 9 days, and that's why she scrapped that idea. Credit Suisse also fell slightly. It's receiving plenty of attention. It was down 12% at one stage last night. It's halved in share price over the past year, and it's received a lot of social media attention, but also has been hit by financial scandals in recent years too. So there are reports that a number of employees have been leaving the company, and last night the chief executive tried to calm things, essentially releasing a memo to employees saying that there'll be a strategic plan update that will be released in 3 weeks' time. But we also had the Treasury market calming a bit, bond prices rose in the US and Treasury yields dropped back. Now, as far as what we saw on the US market, very broad improvements actually. 29 of 30 stocks on the Dow Jones rose. The only loser was defensive Johnson & Johnson. Almost 490 stocks on the S&P 500 jumped as well. But the best by far, certainly energy stocks, which rose across the board. They were the best on the Dow Jones, with Chevron lifting about 5.5%. And the four best were all oil and gas companies as well on the S&P 500. Marathon Oil leading them higher by 10.5%. The reason for the gains there was the oil price, which rose 5.2%. And that's because there's been speculation about that they could actually the major oil producing nations, which are meeting in just 2 days in Vienna, Austria, might decide to actually reduce oil production by 1 million barrels per day. The Tesla was the worst performer on the US market last night, though, as far as the S&P 500 goes. It fell 8.5%. It's the fourth largest stock in the US, so that did provide a little bit of a weight, at least. Disappointed investors with a quarterly update it delivered yesterday, where it said there were 20,000 fewer vehicles delivered than expected over the past 3 months. Now, the Aussie market today is set for a cracking start. SPY futures are pointing to a lift of approximately 1.6%. Now, remember yesterday our market did very little, very light volumes, we were down a quarter of a percent, and that's because there were four states and territories having state holidays. But today could be quite different. The key event of the week is actually going to come this afternoon at 2:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, and that's going to be the Reserve Bank's decision on interest rates. It is likely to raise rates for a sixth straight month to a nine-year high. It's either going to be a quarter or half a percent. That is what's most likely, at least. 28 economists were surveyed on this. All of them are expecting either a 25 or a 50 basis point lift. So anything else could certainly rattle markets and be the most aggressive, violent response to markets in the final 90 minutes of the session. We think a quarter of a percent is slightly more likely. The market seems to be leaning more towards that 50 basis point hike, but we are getting closer regardless. To that point, it seems that the RBA can sit back and see what it's done, look at the effect of the rate hikes, and then take it from there. Elsewhere, commodity prices like iron ore have dropped back by a little more than 1.1%. We've got some other things to watch today as well. An update on consumer confidence, an update on job ads by ANZ, building approvals, and also lending indicators as well. So all of that will be quite important. We also have dividend payments coming through from SEEK, NIB, and Southern Cross Media. Markets in Hong Kong and also in Shanghai will be shut today. And also quickly, the Aussie dollar is stronger at about 65.1 US cents.